This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Anyway, the Parshat Chukat. So, as we've spoken about a few times over the course of the last couple of months, actually, Sefer Bamidbar is a, what might call a historical sefer. It's a sefer where the focus is on the events that occurred in the Midbar. Vayikra, on the other hand, is a ahistorical sefer. The focus there are on the halachot of the Mishkan, let's say, of the Mikdash, Korbanot, etc., and other halachot that are included. But it's a focus on the halachot, and the incidents that occur are sort of in a out of context, and you have to try to figure out. And Chazal spent a lot of time trying to figure out what the context is. But in Bamidbar, the exact opposite is the case. Since we're dealing with a discussion of the events that occurred to the Jews when they were in the desert, whether it's in the first 2 years of the desert or, as in our parsha, the shift to the last year in the desert. So regardless, we're focusing on the events that occurred, and those halachot that occur, or that are mentioned in the sefer, you have to ask, what are they doing here, and what is the purpose of the placement of these specific halachot? We spoke about it before. They occur in Parshat Naso, in terms of the, just to remind you, the Nazir, the Sota, in terms of the some halachot in Bahalotcha. What happens here in and Shlach, especially after the Meraglim, and what we read in Korach as well, after the rebellion of Korach. And here we have in our Parsha, all of that was a lengthy introduction to understand the question. Namely, what is Para Aduma doing here? Whereas I'm not going to even ask about what is Para Aduma. That's, okay, that's a good question, and that's something that has been dealt with extensively and needs to be dealt with even more extensively. But what is what's the reason for the placement of Para Aduma here? We know from earlier in the Sefer, for example, that when when people came to Moshe, it was time to bring the Korban Pesach, they said, "Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam," we are impure, and we can't bring the Korban Pesach. And a month later, they're able to bring the Pesach Sheni because they are no longer Tmei Met. They're no longer impure. So that means that they had to go through some kind of process to remove that Tumah. So it's already happened. We would expect to find these halachot in Sefer Vayikra. It's a type of, we'll say, a quasi-korban. There's an animal that's being slaughtered, and there are specific halachot of how it should be slaughtered and what should be done. Granted, it's outside of the Mishkan, but still, it's something which needs to be perhaps be placed in Sefer Vayikra with all the other halachot of Tumah V'Tahara. What's it doing here? Here I just want to mention an idea that I heard and has been written since by one of my Rebbeim, specifically the Rebbeim in Tanakh, Rav Yoel Ben Nun. And he has made the following observation. He says, listen, when you think about it, the story of the halachot of the Para Aduma occur from a historical perspective between the two halves of Sefer Bamidbar. On one half, until through Parshat Korach, through the story that we read this past Shabbat, so we're dealing with the account of the first generation. The very next story that we're going to be reading is the story of the second generation in year 40. It was 38 years separate the end of Parshat Korach and the next story that we're going to read. There is absolutely nothing that is told to us, zero, about what occurred historically in those 38 years that were between the Korach story and the first story of the that we're going to be reading about, of the death of Miriam. Nothing is mentioned at all. What happened in 38 years? And the answer, one might say, is, well, nothing happened. Meaning, nothing of significance for us. But one thing did happen. What happened was that people died. And they had to be buried. And then people had to become tahor again. Well, the Torah, by placing this halacha of para aduma, the halachot of tumat hamet on the one hand, and taharat hamet, how do you become pure? How do you remove the impurity of the mit? Basically speaking volumes about 38 lost years. 38 years where nothing of significance occurs except a very slow passing of the baton from one generation to the next. Now, I'd like to leave you with something uplifting, because that's kind of depressing when you think about it, right? Here you have, I just spoke about 38 lost years. But, you know, and to a certain extent, you know what? Sometimes the message can be a little depressing. It is miraglim, and the aftermath of that, it's not something that, you know, there's necessarily a silver lining to, or maybe there is. The silver lining is that, yes, it's true that those years are lost. And yes, it's true that from the perspective of the first generation, a huge opportunity to go into Eretz Yisrael was squandered. But at the same time, there is the preparation for the next stage. Even when you are in a situation where you feel that you can't be moving forward at this particular moment, you can always, always, always be preparing the ground for the next stage. And the first generation, even though they were dying, and even though they were being buried, but they were in the process preparing the next generation to take the reigns and be able to move into Eretz Canaan. That was their mission, was to prepare. We're always in a position to make the best, not only the best of a situation, but to give meaning to a situation. You can look at that period as a period simply of tuma, a period of death. Or you can look at it as a period of tuma, but of a tuma that has a remedy, the remedy of the para aduma, the remedy of tahara. And that, I think, is something that we should take to heart. Wherever we are in our lives, at whatever stage, if we're moving forward at a particular stage, wonderful. And if we are at a point, and these points will occur in our lifetimes, where we feel, for whatever the reason, we're somewhat stalled, there's always a potential to lay the groundwork for the next stage. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.